Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 355, The Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Let that settle for just a moment. Isaiah doesn't say this people were standing still in the dark. He says they were walking in it, moving through life, making choices, rising in the morning, lying down at night, all of it inside a darkness they no longer even noticed, because it was the only world they had ever known. The dark wasn't a hard season. It was the horizon. It was the ground beneath their feet. It was the air they breathed. And that is exactly where grace enters. Not when the people rose up and went looking for the Koalit. Not when they became worthy of it. Not when they had improved enough. The text is plain. Light shone on them. It came from outside. It came from above. It arrived unexpected, free, uncontrollable. That is always the logic of God. He does not wait for you to find your way out of the darkness before he illuminates you. He comes into your darkness and brings the light with him. And centuries later, Matthew opens his gospel and quotes this very verse from Isaiah to mark the moment Jesus begins his ministry in Galilee. Because the great light Isaiah prophesied has a name, has a face, has a voice. His name is Jesus. And notice the difference. He doesn't carry the light the way you'd carry a lantern. He is the light. Wherever he is, darkness cannot remain. Not because the darkness retreats in fear, but because light, by its very nature, undoes it. Now, Isaiah uses a heavy phrase, land of deep darkness. That is not soft poetry. That is the unadorned truth of human experience, the grief that won't lift, the fear that tightens in your chest, the loneliness no one else sees, the guilt that seems to have no bottom. God does not minimize any of that. He doesn't arrive and tell you it wasn't that bad. He simply proves that his light is greater than any depth of darkness you have ever known. No darkness is too thick for him. None. Not yours. And those whom that light has reached, you, me, anyone who has encountered Jesus, become bearers of it. Not because we are perfect. Not because we have arrived, but because the light living in you overflows. It doesn't stay contained. It leaks through the cracks of your ordinary life toward the people around you, especially right now in the shortest, coldest, heaviest days of the year, when so many people nearby are still walking in the dark, not even knowing the light exists. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the day truly begins, open a window or light a candle. Look toward the light and say the name of Jesus out loud, not as a ritual, as a recognition, as someone who says, "You are my great light today," because he is, and saying it out loud, even alone, even quietly, is an act of faith that places you back at the center of what is true. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.